This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Plans are underway for the 2019 Delta Symposium at Arkansas State University. This annual event brings together scholars from around the world to examine the unique history and culture of the Mississippi River Delta. Proposals are now being taken for presenters for next year's event. Dr. Gregory Hansen, professor of English and folklore and chairman of the symposium committee, spoke with KASU's Marty Scarborough about next year's four-day event.
The Delta Symposium is an event that the Department of English, Philosophy, and World Languages offers each year. It's been going on now 25 years. And what it does, it's a four-day event that brings together scholars and researchers and presenters from the community, but also the wider area. Anyone who's interested in the Delta is welcome to present and be part of the program or send in submissions. And we have academic discussions and keynote speeches and community events like a talent show type event we've just started up, as well as poetry readings throughout the event. And then we wind up on Saturday with the Arkansas Roots Music Festival at the City Wildlife Park. So one of the things about it is it's an open conference. There's no registration fees. We try to keep everything free. So we like to make it free and open to the public. So it's part of an effort to connect people in the community to interests that they have, and also have a chance for students, researchers, and out-of-town guests to meet each other and talk about what's interesting and significant within our region.
What makes our region so special and significant to devote a four-day symposium to it every year?
I think one of the things that's important to this is the way that the symposium connects to the general mission of the university in terms of regional studies. So you've got like the Delta sites that are developing and have been developed in eastern Arkansas through the Heritage Sites and Heritage Studies programs. But then also with the English department, they published the Arkansas Review. And the Arkansas Review is a journal that looks at the whole history and literature and arts of the region. And what we keep finding is that people tend to overlook a lot of eastern Arkansas and look at maybe the Ozarks when they think of Arkansas, another area. And I think it's important to go out and document some of the history and get a feel for what's been going on here in eastern Arkansas. It's a pretty interesting area that is oftentimes overlooked on the wider scheme of understanding things. I think one of the things, too, is that when we're talking about the Mississippi River, and you think of the Mississippi River Delta, they tend to equate it with the state of Mississippi.
Right.
And maybe Tennessee. And that's all well and good, because I love going into Mississippi and seeing Mississippi Delta things, and there's this wonderful history of Delta culture in Memphis and on up to maybe Cairo. Illinois is sometimes seen as the upper reaches of it and stretching the Delta beyond its breaking point. But a lot of times people don't recognize that Arkansas also has a delta, and there's the Arkansas Delta, and it's been known that way for generations. So it's kind of under the radar region, but it's got its own significance and interesting things happening here that are well worth being aware of.
I'm speaking with Dr. Gregory Hansen, professor of English and folklore at A-State in Jonesboro and chair of the Delta Symposium Committee. Well, what sets apart the Arkansas side of the Mississippi River Delta from being different from, say, in Cairo, Illinois, or Memphis, or Mississippi?
That's a good question, because you get a lot of movement in and out of the Delta. And our theme's looking at dislocation and the way that people are moving out of and into the Delta this year. And I think one of the things that happens is you get a lot of people crossing over into Arkansas and then also going from Arkansas back into the neighboring states. So that's going to show up with it being actually a very fluid region. And I think that's real important to recognize, that it's not just a story of small communities staying put and maintaining sort of enclaves of the past ideas. I don't think that's really much of the story here in Arkansas. I think it's much more about transition and movement across borders. One of the things I think also is that when you compare the agriculture in eastern Arkansas to other regions, the large-scale agriculture that really is typical of the state is really fairly recent. And it's very much tied into big developments that are very much connected to modern architecture or modern agriculture, going back to like the 1910s or so. So there's sort of this interesting contrast between the older, undeveloped landscape and sort of the idea of wilderness in Arkansas. But then that's in tension with modern technology, modern agriculture coming in. And I find that really fascinating, where some of the other regions along the river have a little bit of a longer history of farming or settlements there and developing the areas in ways that would go back a little bit earlier in terms of developing industry and different kinds of agriculture there.
Now, you made reference to something I want to elaborate on just a little bit, and that's the fact that the Delta Symposium has a different theme every single year. And you mentioned that this year's theme is dislocation and the Delta. Are you going to be looking at that in terms of what happened in the past, in the present, or both?
Yes, both. Okay. Yeah, I think, again, we've used the theme of a sense of place for past symposiums, and I think that's important. I think it's real important for people to have a sense of place and connect with past community and past community life. But when we were discussing this theme, we thought of the idea of also dislocation, which mm-hmm. is almost like an anti-place.
Right.
And I'm recognizing that dislocation is maybe the bigger story than actually staying rooted in our region.
Well, you think about the fact that so many people have left the Delta region goes to show that its influence is beyond just this little stretch of land along the Mississippi River.
Right. You see that with the Great Migration, especially right. a big part of African-American history, where mm-hmm. you can almost look at, like, in terms of blues, mm-hmm. Southside Chicago being a suburb of the Deltas.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking about. I'm speaking with Dr. Gregory Hansen, professor of English and folklore and chair of the Delta Symposium Committee. That event is coming up in April of next year on the A-State campus in Jonesboro. You have a process in place for how people can make proposals to come and be a part of the presenters at the Delta Symposium. What is that process?
Okay, we are accepting applications until about mid-December, and the contact information is there on our website, mm-hmm. Delta Symposium. And what we ask for is a small abstract and then a short vita. Mm-hmm. Sometimes academic vitas go to 15 or 20 pages. We only need two.
Okay.
One's fine, too. So what you'll need to do is send us a one-paragraph proposal and a vita, and then all will acknowledge that we have it, and then we have a committee go over and evaluate and work on the programming from that. It's perfectly fine if somebody has some other ideas of what they want to present, and if they want to contact me by email or phone call, I can talk to them over the phone about some ideas we have, because we're trying some different things to include academic presentations, and we've got invited poets and literary artists come in who do your academic side, but we're trying to get some more community inreach. Hmm. So like in the past, we did a songwriting workshop that turned into a really, really positive. So we had people get together and workshop their songs they had written, and then we decided to go ahead and showcase that on a sort of variety show on Friday night. So
yeah.
If people have an interest in some things like that, if they're doing their own writing but they're not affiliated with the university, or if they mm-hmm. are writing songs about the Delta, if they talk to me, I can maybe come up with some ideas of places we can integrate them into the program, which might be different than university profs and grad students giving papers.
Right. Well, I mean, you have the opportunity to not only share research, but also share personal stories of people
right.
who have been affected by living in the Delta.
Right. Yeah, we've done some things of just finding some local writers who mm-hmm. are doing their own thing, and we've invited them to come in a writing share, and it's gone real well to do that. And it's a little bit different than what you might have in some of the more typical academic conferences that are professors talking to other professors and graduate students who are looking to present their research too.
Right, exactly. Okay. You mentioned this is kind of an academic conference, yeah. but it is indeed open to the public. You don't
right.
have to be a student or a professor or a researcher to come and to benefit from the presentations that are made at the Delta Symposium.
Absolutely. A lot of times when people see conferences, they think that they've got to come to the conference and attend the whole thing mm-hmm. and go through, you know, 3 or 4 days of presentations like that. And that's all well and good. Maybe if you're traveling across the country to a conference, you want to pick up those sessions. But we recognize that this is going on during the academic year. And mm-hmm. if somebody just sees one presentation that interests them and they want to come and see it, that's great. We welcome that, because we like to have a lot of variety. And one thing that's really rewarding is to have somebody come up and say, you know, I had heard about this, but I've never attended it. Mm-hmm. And I saw something that interests me. I wanted to learn about, let's say, old-time string bands. And you had somebody present this really interesting presentation and have these old Victrolas and show how the cylinders work. And that was really interesting. So if you can do that kind of thing, That's great. You know, that really has that kind of way of recognizing that the university should be offering things to the public, and that if people in the public are interested in what the university has to offer, come on in. That's kind of the approach that we've been using for years.
And that's Dr. Gregory Hansen, who's a professor of English and folklore at Arkansas State University. He's also chairman of the Delta Symposium Committee. And more information about the Delta Symposium is available at astate.edu. Search for Delta Symposium. You can also look on our website at kasu.org, as we will have for you a link to that particular site. Well, this has been A-State Connections on KASU. You want to hear any of these interviews or stories, you can go to our website, kasu.org, go to shows, and find the A-State Connections drop-down link to access the content at any time. As always, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Hope you'll stop by next Saturday morning at 11 for A-State Connections on KASU, also streaming live at kasu.org. Arkansas Roots is next. Dr. Gregory Hansen is professor of English and folklore at Arkansas State University and is chairman of the Delta Symposium Committee. More information about the Delta Symposium is available at astate.edu. Search for Delta Symposium. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.